fisherman says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. We make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those windmill boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. We came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies. And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I had a good friend in New York City. He never called me by my name, just Hillbilly. My grandpa taught me how to live off the land, and his taught him to be a businessman. He used to send me pictures of the Broadway nights, and I'd send him some homemade wine. But he was killed by a man with a switchblade knife.
Welcome to the show, folks. This is the Trump Phenomenon, and I'm James Kelso, your host up here in North Dakota. Live show here on March 20th, 2019. We have a brief hour together, and let us sally forth here. The you can call in to add your thoughts at 800-313-9443, and I'll be happy to take your calls. Let us see. What's the biggest log on the fire for you tonight? What have you noticed that's the most important development in the Trump era? Let's take a look at what the president is up to right now as he informs us on Twitter. And we've got tweets. His most recent tweet is 54 minutes ago, leaving the great state of Ohio for the White House. A really great day. He was in Ohio at a tank manufacturing plant. That was good. He gives us a tweet 3 hours ago, pointing out a map of Syria and Iraq, pointing out the collapse of the caliphate, and which the territory that was is controlled by these people has in fact drastically shrunk. And I like, you know, what I'm most pleased in Syria is that Donald Trump has not gotten into the Bush Obama game, and of course it's not a game, the Bush Obama behavior of regime change. He is pressuring for a change of regime in Venezuela, but I'm not unhappy with that because there's no military, U.S. military involvement. The people of Venezuela support the removal of Maduro. So I think Trump is handling that very well. Again, the peace president. Not interested in regime change by force of arms. A tweet from the president 4 hours ago. Great news from Ford. They're investing nearly $1 billion in Flat Rock, Michigan for auto production, on top of a $1 billion investment last month in a facility outside of Chicago. Companies are pouring back into the United States. They want to be where the action is. And by the way, you know, that does appear to be what's happening. The president's calling that correctly. His reversals, his unshackling of the American economy by taking off the constraints put upon it by the Obama regime has had a very real, a wonderful effect on the entire economy. There's no question about it. There's no fakery at all. The Federal Reserve just announced they are not going to touch the interest rates today, and they're not going to touch them for the rest of the year. That's a big announcement. That's Jerome Powell, the man that Trump put in as the head of the Federal Reserve, who disappointed him last year with rate increases, saying, well, you know what? I like the humility of this. He's recognizing that Trump was right. There's no need for rate increases by the Federal Reserve. So that's going to have not only making no rate increase today, but pledging not to make any more rate increases for the whole year. That's going to have a fabulous effect on mortgage interest rates. Wonderful effect. They should actually go down a little bit. That's going to have a wonderful effect on the stock market. It makes money available. When interest rates are low, people can invest in the stock market. He says 4 hours ago, I am thrilled to be here in Ohio with the hardworking men and women of the Lima Army Tank Plant. We are here today to celebrate a resounding victory for all of you, for Northwest Ohio. By the way, that's Jim Jordan's bailiwick in Northwest Ohio, for our great military and for our entire country. I wouldn't be surprised if Jim Jordan was there today. Then there's this bizarre story. This is a funny one. Kellyanne Conway, who's a wonderful spokeswoman for the president, does a great job. She has a perplexing marriage to George Conway, and it's something out of, well, when you see George Conway and you see his eyes when he's speaking, he doesn't like Donald Trump. Let's cut to the chase here. He hates Donald Trump. His wife is a key person working for Donald Trump, but she has to go to home to George, who hates Trump. And he's now letting the world know how much he hates Trump. And it's been going on for a little while, and Donald Trump's been quiet about it. But today, he finally had to speak out and he had to speak to George Conway, telling him to, you know, knock it off, buddy. You know, you're really hurting your wife. You're hurting your family. You're hurting your country. But what a cruel guy George Conway is. Anyway, here's what the president tweets. And when you look at him, the president called him a wacko. And when you look at his eyes and his face while he's speaking and his gestures, I see him as a wacko. I feel sorry for Kellyanne Conway. I don't want to be too harsh. And, you know, she's a good woman, so... You know, maybe she, who knows? I don't know. The president writes, George Conway, often referred to as Mr. Kellyanne, by those who know him, is very, very, he puts that in all caps, jealous of his wife's success and angry that I, with her help, didn't give him the job he so desperately wanted. I barely know him, but just take a look. A stone-cold loser and husband from hell. Oh, my gosh. I mean, this is that frank quality of Donald Trump. It's that wonderfully honest, politically incorrect, you go with Gretchen Wilson and Merle Haggard, or incorrect, politically incorrect, wonderful nature of Donald Trump. You know, we get to share his life. He really shares his thoughts with us. To call Kellyanne Conway's husband a stone-cold loser and husband from hell. Now he has a comment today about the demon rats. He says the Democrats are getting very strange. They now want to change the voting age to 16, abolish the Electoral College, and increase significantly the number of Supreme Court justices. Actually, you've got to win it at the ballot box. Okay, so let me take a look at my board here and see if any of you have called in. 800-313-9443. The lines are open. And nobody's called in. So if you want to call in, this is a good chance to do it. Let us take a look here at shrink my Twitter down here. There we go. Ah, okay. Now I can see my Breitbart. And let's see what's going on over at my favorite news website, Breitbart. Great comment from Nigel Farage, one of our heroes on the nationalist right. He says this about Theresa May. This is the Breitbart article begins this way. Nigel Farage has condemned Theresa May for her handling of Brexit after the Prime Minister blamed Parliament for Brexit Day being canceled because MPs refused to make a choice. The choice of accepting her worst deal in history, withdrawal agreement. Holding another late evening address of the nation, Mrs. May reiterated that she has asked European Commission President Donald Tusk for a Brexit delay to June 30th, blaming MPs for the situation while demonstrating no reflection on whether Downing Street's handling of Brexit was in any way at fault. Mr. Farage responded to the news that the UK would not be leaving the EU on March 29th, as pledged 108 times by Mrs. May, saying it was, quote, an appalling and pathetic performance from the Prime Minister. She rules out leaving with no deal. The Brexit betrayal is hers. A Sky News poll reported that 90% of respondents say that the UK's handling of Brexit negotiations is a national humiliation. That's true. With the broadcaster's pollster saying this strong opinion was held in all ages, all education levels, party affiliations, and across the leave/remain divide. And then Mr. Farage wrote in the Telegraph, any extension of Article 50 will be seen as a betrayal of our nation by millions of angry conservative voters. The choice facing Theresa May is simple. If she holds firm and abides by the law of the land, Britain will leave the European Union at 11 p.m. on March 29th. If she buckles and a long extension ensues, which is what she did, I promise, he wrote this before she did that, I promise I will do my best to tear her party limb from limb. It deserves no better. That is pathetic, folks. The people of Great Britain voted with a strong majority to leave the European Union 3 years ago, almost 3 years ago. And this pathetic person, Theresa May, has screwed it up. I mean, she does not want Britain to leave the European Union. She has betrayed the people of her own party who voted to leave, managing to screw it all up so that Britain is worse off than ever. And stubbornly clings to her power. She will not quit, which is what she should do. So, sad story in Britain. And Donald Trump has been right all along on this, on Brexit, from the beginning, and has had some harsh words for Theresa May. Here's another story. While speaking to reporters on Wednesday, President Trump said he doesn't mind the public seeing Special Counsel Robert Mueller's report and stated, "Let people see it." Trump responded to a question on whether the public has the right to see the report by saying, "I don't mind. I mean, frankly, I told the House, if you want, let them see it." And the there's great news on the Mueller front in that more and more information is coming out impugning the Mueller team, the Mueller people, the deep state. So there is a chance that the deep state, greatest crime in American history, the coup d'etat against Donald Trump, will be exposed and people will pay for it. But there is a definite chance that this will, it's ridiculous that it hasn't happened, but there is considerable hope that it will. And the here's the I read that story that Theresa May, Nigel Farage mentions that she had promised that Britain would leave on March 29th. Get this. Britain's Prime Minister Theresa May has revealed her new promised date for Brexit, asking the European Union, Parliament, and the British people to trust her to deliver by the new June 30th deadline, despite her having previously promised a departure in March 29th, over 130 times. That is pathetic. You know, and the Brits may be experiencing something parallel to what we're experiencing here. I've talked about the ungovernability of our no longer homogeneous nation. And Britain may be in the throes of just such a thing. It looks dysfunctional over there. They can't get anything done. Well, that's not a very good way of phrasing it, because getting something done is something that only happens in a homogeneous nation. They're doing what any two-headed nation would do. Any nation that's been invaded and it has utterly hostile components now at war with each other. It's not moving. It can't go anywhere because the two sides want opposite goals. So it's like a scrum in rugby. It's a big, giant crowd of people fighting with each other. We'll be right back after this break. Stay tuned.
Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John.
Big John. Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Hey, I got a funny one for you. It's been a few years, but I used to talk with Patty Davis. My mom got a call from Nancy Reagan asking my mom to find a job for her daughter, Patty Davis. Nancy Davis was her maiden name. And Patty Davis was so liberal and so out of touch with her father that she didn't even use the last name Reagan. She used her mother's maiden name. But she is Reagan's daughter. So, I mean, what disrespect. So, anyway, poor Ronald Reagan isn't here to speak for himself. So, Patty Davis is out on national television being interviewed, lying about what her father would say today about what he would think about Donald Trump. He would like Donald Trump very much. And I've actually forgotten that Ronald Reagan coined the phrase "Make America Great Again," and I'll play that. I'll play the clip where Ronald Reagan is standing in front of the Statue of Liberty, and he says that phrase. But Patty Davis has been a liberal Democrat and an embarrassment to a great father all this time. So it's really cheeky of her to go on national television and pretend that she's speaking for the her father. Listen to this.
Critic of President Trump. She believes her father would be horrified by the current state of politics in America.
USA!
Today, we explore politics and life in a first family through Patty Davis's eyes. I want to start with the slogan, Make America Great Again, because it is a slogan that your father started.
Let us pledge to each other, with this great lady looking on, that we can, and so help us God, we will make America great again.
How do you think it has shifted from your father's use of it to what President Trump is using it?
I think... Now, listen to that. She can't even speak English. This lady, her name is something like Salby, Zainab Salby. Let me play that again. Listen to her. She can't speak English. She's interviewing on national television a woman who can't speak English. We can't come up with our own people to interview. Listen to this. Here she is. Can't speak English.
America, great again.
How do you think it has shifted from your father's use of it to what?
Your father's use of it. President Trump is using it. There are missing verbs in that sentence, missing transitions. That's not English.
I think it's taken on, obviously, a completely different meaning because...
Obviously. Patty Davis is so cool. She's such a hip liberal with the breathy alto voice. Obviously. There's no need to think about it. It's just so obvious. I wonder if I still have it somewhere. In a garage sale, Patty Davis gave me a dresser that she decorated, painted, and she put shells on it and glitter and things like this. I wonder if I could get anything for it on eBay.
What it seems to mean now is let's make America white again and racist again.
Let's make America white again and racist again.
And small-minded.
Oh, and small-minded. She looks so pathetic. She's now 66 years old. You know, I remember her when she was, you know, in her 20s.
Again.
In your opinion, as the daughter of Ronald Reagan, what did your father stand for in terms of the Republican Party?
Well, I don't want to burden you with more of that, but, you know, that's a pathetic little headline there that Patty Davis is out trashing her dad. All righty, we talked about this story here of Kellyanne Conway's husband. let's see if we have this quote from Donald Trump here, where he calls poor Kellyanne Conway's husband a whack job. President Trump continued his feud with George Conway, calling him a whack job. He's not feuding with George Conway. He's defending. Donald Trump's very loyal to his people. He's defending Kellyanne. He's a whack job. There's no question about it. He's doing a tremendous disservice to a wonderful wife. Kellyanne is a wonderful woman. We'll come right back to that. And hey, take this chance to call in. We'll be right back.
Best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Mm-hmm. The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Hey, we're back. We're back, folks. And we've got another half an hour to talk up the Trump phenomenon. We got George in Texas. George, you're on the line. You're on the air.
I could tell you one thing. Ronald Reagan was no rhino. And I could tell you one thing. How the Republican Party treated Ronald Reagan, that's how they're treating President Trump now. They hated him.
Yeah. I think my estimation here, Ronald Reagan had... Part of the greatness of Donald Trump, Ronald Reagan had some of it. He had he in some ways was a precursor to Donald Trump. I don't think he measures up to Donald Trump at all, but there were elements of Ronald Reagan that were populist. There was courage, and there was leadership. So these elements were there. Speaking of these, give a little bit. Go ahead.
You know, the thing is, you know, when Nancy Reagan passed away, I think it was from a heart attack. She said, "Don't vote for Donald Trump." I don't really think that was on her mind, on her last moments on Earth, seconds on Earth. Like, don't vote for Donald Trump. I really think that was
what
something
said?
To me.
Is that what somebody said? She said,
"Yeah."
That's funny. I wonder if it was Patty, her daughter, who said that. That's what she said. Yeah. Well, the you know, it's funny seeing these people when you've known them, when you've met them, to see Patty Smith today being what a snob and a snot, just as she was when she was in her 20s. You know, when I, you know, I didn't know her much, but, you know, I saw her, you know,
there
in Santa Monica. But yeah, let me go to a more encouraging story here. Here's a real likeness to Donald Trump. Matteo Salvini in Italy, we've been following him. He is doing the same things for Italy that Donald Trump is doing for us. Matteo Salvini's League party, Lega, doubles popularity. Italy's Lega party has doubled in popularity since its election victory 1 year ago, according to a nationwide poll Monday. At the time of national elections on March 4th, 2018, 17% of voters said they favored the League over any other party. That figure today is 34%, making the League Italy's favorite party by a significant margin. Now, remember, folks, in Europe, it's common for there to be half a dozen parties in a country. So 34% is, as Donald Trump would say, huge. In a distant second and third place are the Democratic Party and the League's governing partner, the Five Star Movement, who command allegiance from 21% of Italians. So the Lega, the League, has 34. The Five Star Movement has 21. Add those together, you've got 35% or 55%. They're doing great. And the, let's see what the blunt and seemingly fearless Matteo Salvini, an avid user of social media, just like his compatriot Donald Trump here in the America, has made curbing illegal immigration his number one goal, winning him the esteem of a significant majority of Italians. He continues to be Italy's most popular political leader. He's serving as interior minister. He's also head of the League party. Salvini's approval rating of 59% is the most important reason behind the meteoric rise of the League's popularity throughout the Italian peninsula. So there you go. It's a good story. And let's go to another good story from Viktor Orban. He says, he hits back at Western European critics, stating clearly that multiculturalism has no place in his country of Hungary. He said, what outrages our opponents the most is the fact that in our constitution, we have written that Hungary has Christian roots, that here there is no place for multiculturalism, that a child has the right to a mother and a father, and that our nation has the right to defend its borders, the Hungarian prime minister observed. And by the way, he has a supermajority in Hungary now, so he's able to write their program right into the constitution. And well, that, very good story there. Geert Wilders in the Netherlands slams Dutch open borders policies. That's a good headline. And here, now here's a shocker, folks. The Swedish government will be opening the doors to China's persecuted Uyghur. Now, if any of you know how to pronounce this, I don't. U-Y-G-H-U-R. Uyghur. I'll just go with Uyghur. Persecuted Uyghur Muslims and allow them to claim asylum in Sweden. The decision was made this week by the Swedish Migration Board to ease up the regulations for Uyghur Muslims claiming asylum in Sweden, saying that they, along with other persecuted Muslims, would be welcome. Swedish broadcaster Sveria, which means Swedish radio, reports. Carl Bexelius, deputy legal chief at the Migration Board, expanded on the reasons for the move, saying, so, see, these are people like unto Patty Davis. So where do we get these people? How do they emerge from within our midst? He says, what we have seen is that it is rather far-reaching state repression in China, where one can seize and detain persons without actual criminal charges. You are placed in what is described as retraining camp. This happens arbitrarily. So he's saying, well, he's, you know, well, of course we have to let them all into Sweden as refugees. Here's the catch, folks. The move could have real consequences for Sweden, a country of 10.2 million people, due to the fact that the Uyghur population in China is 11 million people.
You know, the thing is, even talk like my Eastern European friends, you know, in their border situation, even like in Russia, you know, even the Russians sat there and said, as far as securing the southern border, don't be afraid to use deadly force to secure it.
Yeah.
Don't be afraid to use that. He said, don't worry about the media optics, because that won't mean nothing. And don't worry about the communist
that isn't available. It isn't available to Donald Trump. It's not available to anybody. Because what has to happen before anybody uses deadly force is you have to have national will. You have to have a people who, unlike the Swedes, you've got to have, you know, a widespread understanding among your people that we don't want to be invaded. And once you have that national will, George, which you have to have before you could ever shoot or engage in, you know, armed defense, once you have that national will, you don't need to shoot. You don't need an armed defense. That will is all you need, and it is everything you need. So once you have that will, then illegals will not be employed in American businesses. Americans will not stand for it. The employers themselves will not do it.
You know what?
People that are here illegally will be rousted out by people. They'll be spotted. And this is the way it was when I was a boy. If somebody didn't belong here, a local cop would notice it, and they'd get the guy back to Mexico. That's what we need. We need a national, and this is where I despair somewhat, George, is that we need a national will to have our nation to ourselves and to not allow it to be invaded, and that's lacking. Go ahead.
You know, the thing is, like with the H-1B visas, you know, when President Trump said, we need more immigrants. I'll tell you what's happening from people I know in Houston that work personnel. It's like these companies, I say, yeah, they're allowing white people to put in applications, but they're hiring the foreigners because they want foreigners. They're not saying, well, the white people don't want the job. And that's what they're using the excuse to bring in these people on H-1B.
Well, the H-1 and H whatever alphabet soup number people, they present benefits to employers. Employers are just thinking, you know, dollars. They don't have to pay the benefits to us. They don't have to pay all the health care and the all the other costs associated. They can also get away with paying lower wages. Even slightly lower. That's all it takes for somebody whose only concern is the buck, and has no loyalty to the country at all. That's the situation we're in. What we need, as long as we've got a significant part of our population that doesn't think the way you do, George, and the way the rest of the people listening to this show think, these kumbaya people, represented by all of the Democrat candidates, every one of them is a kumbaya. This is a large population in America. Donald Trump is going to have his work cut out for him to win again in 2020. It's not going to be easy.
The people, I mean, because I can't trust the government to secure and keep our elections fair. And you know what? And that is, we're going to have to, secure our own elections.
George, why? Why can't you trust the government? The reason is, because we are not one nation anymore. We can't trust each other. We can't trust the demon rats. We can't trust Nancy Pelosi, to be honest. She won't be. So when that happens, a nation becomes ungovernable. This is what we see in Britain with Brexit. The nation has become ungovernable. The British people can't determine their own, set their own course anymore. And on the other hand, nations that have not gone past the tipping point of demographic dilution or inundation, like Hungary, Hungary is a place where probably just about everybody is Hungarian. And so Hungarians are able to think as Hungarians, and they're not divided, you know, against themselves. Those nations have the best chance of surviving.
Look at Russia. Russia's, they think as Russia, and they're very proud people. And they're serious about their culture, too.
Yeah.
And heritage.
Now, Poland is in better shape than Russia. Russia actually has a very large number of non-Russians inside of Russia, has a large number of Muslims inside of Russia. Now, when they offloaded many of the Soviet socialist republics like Kazakhstan and Turkmenistan and Uzbekistan and Tajikistan, they offloaded a lot of Muslims. That probably was a good thing. And they pruned Russia, the Soviet Union, down to a largely Russian ethnic white nation. But they have a lot of Muslims still there in Russia. Poland is in much better shape. Poland is basically 100% Polish. And, their leader, Andrzej Duda, he sounds just like Viktor Orban. So those nations, those homogeneous nations where they have not opened the floodgates to third world immigration, they are in good shape. So that's why on this show we pay attention to those nations. We have in nations that are in bad shape, we have great leaders like Marine Le Pen, but her nation, France, is a nation in which a majority of the children in the primary grades are not even French. They're not even European. They're Muslims from the Middle East and from North Africa. What happened to France? And so Marine Le Pen and her party, which was called the Front National and is now called, oh my goodness, I have to remember it, it's the National Rally, which I think is in French, the Rassemblement National. They don't have the chance to lead because France is divided against itself. So she's in the number two slot with Macron, beat her, Emmanuel Macron, and the kumbaya left-wing crowd beat her. And that's what we face in America. That very well may happen in 2020. The kumbaya, politically correct crowd may beat our hero, Trump. And so we, what I call upon our leader Trump to do is help us fashion a plan B, a movement, so that we can save our civilization, save our people, even when we've lost political control of the nation, because that very well may happen. We will work, feverishly here on this show to do whatever we can to help it not happen, to make Donald Trump a winner in 2020. But, go ahead.
Is there any more callers on the board? Because I'm going to step off.
No, you're it, George, so keep talking.
I mean, secure elections, that means, making sure the voter rolls don't have dead people on it. And an election day, make sure illegal aliens are not voting.
That goes back, and all of this is wonderful. I do not want to sound like a wet blanket here, or a party pooper. But see what you're alert to there too, George, smoking out voter fraud, policing the polling place and this sort of thing. Again, this is the sort of thing where if the bond of trust is broken, you go into this horrible world where you have to check and double check everything. You can't trust anybody. It's not like it's not like we had a caller to the show who mentioned that once they were in Sweden and they or somebody left their wallet full of money on a park bench and they came back the next day and it was still there. In other words, the Swedes, the nation that Sweden once was one where a Swede walking by an obviously full wallet would just leave it on a park bench, thinking, you know, the person who left it there, you know, I'll never, you know, they'll come back for it. I mean, and it's unimaginable in a nation where people no longer trust each other, and that a nation that's not homogeneous, a nation that doesn't act like a family anymore. You know, you can leave your wallet on the dresser in your house, and your children or your wife won't raid it.
Well, I'm going to go ahead and step off. And
all right,
wrap
thanks,
up
George.
Show.
Thank you, buddy. Thanks. We'll be right back, folks. Their last John.
Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John. Big
John. Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong part, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey, we're back, folks. And Pat Buchanan this week is writing on a theme that reflects just what we were talking about at the beginning of the show here. Here, I'll read the beginning and the end of his March 14th column. Is diversity a root cause of dual loyalty. And another way of reading that is diversity at the root of our troubles? And Pat's answer is yes. Very good. He quotes Joe Biden, who said this week, "We can't be divided by race, religion, by tribe. We're defined by those enduring principles in the Constitution, even though we don't necessarily all know them." That's a classic quote from Biden. What a dumb idiot. "Even though we don't necessarily all know them." I think he's referring to Ilhan Omar, the Somalian Muslim. But so Joe Biden told the Firefighters Union this week. That's where that stupid quote arose. But does Joe really believe that? Or does that not sound more like a plea, a wistful hope, rather than a deep conviction? For Biden surely had in mind the debate that exploded last week in the House Democratic Caucus on how to punish Somali American and Muslim Congresswoman Ilhan Omar. Then I'll cut to the end of the column. And Buchanan ends with this conclusion. He says, "What defines us," said Joe Biden, "are the enduring principles in the Constitution, even though we don't necessarily all know them." That's his stupid quote. But if these principles, of which many Americans are not even aware, says Joe, are what define us and hold us together, then what is it that is tearing us apart? Is it not our differences? Is it not our diversity? Is it not the powerful and conflicting claims of a multiplicity of races, religions, tribes, ethnicities, and nationalities, as well as clashing ideologies, irreconcilable moral codes, a culture war, and conflicting visions of America's past? The one side seeing it as horrible and hateful, the other as great and good. Quote, "Diversity is our greatest strength," unquote, we are ever admonished. But where is the evidence for what appears to be not only an inherently implausible claim, but a transparently foolish and false one? Good stuff from a great man, Pat Buchanan. We've run out of time, but we'll resume our tracking of the Trump phenomenon tomorrow night. See you then. Thanks.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.